listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. A bushfire advice warning remains for two blazes in the Great Southern. One's burning in the western part of Calgon, while another is in the northeastern part of Trent in the Shire of Denmark. The future of Donningbrook Council is up in the air as more than half the councillors resign. It follows claims from a councillor that elected members and staff are targeted by bullying and intimidating behaviour from some residents. Under the Local Government Act, the governor could now appoint a commissioner to do the job of council. A Katanning man has faced court, charged with indecently assaulting a young girl while she slept in her Amherst Street home. Police allege the 27-year-old broke into the family home around 12:30 on Wednesday morning, stealing items before finding the girl in the lounge. His bail has been refused, set to face court again on December 15th. The Shadow Agriculture Minister wants the Premier to confirm his government's stance on the live export industry. It comes after a local Labor member told Parliament this week he doesn't support the trade. Colin de Grasser says they want answers.
We want the Premier to come out clearly in support of this industry to reiterate that strong support that he's made before the election.
The West Aussie floodgates have opened, with WA experiencing a tourism boost. We're the only state where spending by international tourists has returned to pre-pandemic levels. While domestic travel is up 24% on 2019 before COVID hit, experts putting it down to family and friends flocking here after 2 years of closed borders. To local sport, budding AFLW players in the southwest will have the opportunity of a lifetime when a talent scout takes to the region. The Eagles are holding a regional talent search on Wednesday, open to footy players aged 15 to 30. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.